Well, Steve, a great start from your point of view. You must be delighted. Finishing second sets you up for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm really happy with today, and okay, the week is still long, but especially happy the way the horse was jumping and now he felt, and give me confidence for the rest of the week, and I hope I can keep him on this run.
It's the important thing. You've got to pace yourself. And when you saw what Richard done, did you think, well, this is going to be a difficult time to beat?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't even really try to beat any time, or I didn't think about a place or something. I just wanted to make my round. I know my horse is fast, and that if I clear, I'm going to be far in front. And that was my plan today, and it worked out very well. I didn't feel like I put my horse in red, and that's most important today.
And coming into the week, into the Rolex Finals, you felt the horse, well, obviously today, you had a degree of optimism coming into the week.
Yeah, I mean, I had him with me for 4 weeks in Spain, and he never had a fence down. He won the final, the big Grand Prix. I think he had only one bad run through the whole winter, was in Zurich. Otherwise, he's been top five in every Grand Prix he jumped. So, okay, it's his first championship, so there is still some question mark, but on the other hand, I feel good with him at the moment. And
yeah. And obviously, this is the championship and this finals you'd love to win, because it's one of the big ones.
Yeah, but I think we are many in this case, and for sure I'm one of them, and I'll try my best and see what happens.